WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
1 o'clock, I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a baby found crawling across a busy road in Lakewood was unharmed after a neighbor and a passing motorist came to his aid. The child was spotted around 5 p.m. Saturday crawling across Joe Parker Road. 41-year-old Corey Cannon of Eatontown thought it was a toy, but when he saw the baby moving, he got out of his car to stop traffic, and at the same time, a neighbor scooped up the boy. Police think he got out through an open door. The family didn't even know he had left. A defendant ordered to jail fled a courtroom in Bridgeton and struck a sheriff's officer on his way out of a parking garage and jumped into his car. Cumberland County prosecutors say the man was in a drug court and have been ordered to jail when the incident unfolded, but they also say that he struck the sheriff's officer with his car, pinning him between two vehicles. The man is still on the run. Right now, there are no state or countywide measures to control the tick population in New Jersey, so Assembly members Eric Hotelling and Joanne Downey have introduced legislation to authorize mosquito control commissions to implement measures to control the problem. Hotelling says we need
some kind of plan to be helpful with this, which we have not. We have nothing now. And for such a little insect that causes so much problems, I think we need to really start looking at this, analyzing this problem, come up with solutions.
He says Jersey has the third most tick-borne disease cases in the U.S., and with the new strain of ticks coming into the state with the Asian tick, we need to be proactive. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was expected to be fired today after critical comments about President Trump. He and Trump spoke and will meet Thursday now at the White House instead. Reports say Rosenstein floated the idea of secretly recording Trump last year and raised the idea of using the 25th Amendment to remove Trump as unfit for office. A bill to provide $250,000 for a 24/7 mental health helpline for EMS and firefighters is working its way through Trenton. Rutgers behavioral health clinician Sherry Castellano spoke in favor of the bill before the state Senate Law and Public Safety Committee.
Someone's got to rescue the rescuers who are saving everyone else, and the commitment of these heroes really deserves this type of program.
Co-sponsor State Senator Fred Madden says sometimes first responders suffer PTSD from some of the horrors they witness at fires, traffic accidents, or crime scenes. The summer of 2018 was the best summer in recent years in Atlantic City, this according to the Casino Association of New Jersey, and it's thanks to more tourists, jobs, and casino revenue. Compared to summer 2017, the number of visitors to the resort increased by more than 260,000. Gambling revenue is up nearly $55 million.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.